Proverbs 4:10 through 13 says, "Hear, O son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life." So our text begins with a bit of a repetition of what we've heard previously in verse 10. "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." And, of course, if you want to live a long life, you live by God's wisdom. We've discussed that in previous devotionals. And Solomon can say on a purely intellectual level to his son, "I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths." Now, wisdom has done that. God has done that. But as we've discussed before, the problem with Solomon was his final years, he didn't walk the walk and follow those right paths. So by contrast, we're told that if you will heed the sayings of Solomon, the truth of God's word, then when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And the idea of straitened isn't to make them straight. It is, according to usage in the King James Bible, it's defined in places like the King James Bible Companion by David W. Daniels. You can get that at chick.com or in your Sword Searcher software. Straitened means impeded or restricted or narrowed. Your way will not be impeded or narrowed. And add to that the second half of the verse, "And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." So unlike Solomon's end and Rehoboam his son being impeded, restricted, and stumbling as a result of abandoning God's wisdom, we can avoid all of this if we will do what it says in verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. In other words, be teachable. Have a desire to learn. Jesus tells us to be teachable and to learn of him. I love the passage, of course, Matthew 11:29. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." And over, Jesus would teach and say, "Now learn. Now learn the parable." In 1 Timothy 2:11, Paul says, "Let the women learn." Over and over, of course, we're told to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, in 2 Timothy 2:15. Sadly, too many Christians are very unteachable, and they lack any real desire to learn. Did you know if you read through the Bible one time in your entire life, you will have outdone the majority of professing Christians? And that's not a major great accomplishment. It's sad. But that's how little effort you have to put forth in order to outdo the majority of Christians today. The desire to learn just isn't there. It says Peter tells the typical untaught believer in 1 Peter 2:2, "We should, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." It's very seldom, especially outside of our local church, obviously, we go to around other Christians, and it's very rare you find someone who actually knows the word, is into the meat of the word, and is teachable. They don't have a love for learning God's word, and they're not in the right frame of mind to, as it says, take fast hold of instruction. But verse 13 goes on to say that those who are teachable, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. It's up to you to choose to desire to learn, and to learn God's word instead of all this useless nonsense being taught by so many today in churches and on the internet and on radio and elsewhere. Be teachable.